this is The Big Fight and I'm Maria Shakil. The era of alliance is back in India with a message that majority is needed to run the government, but consensus is needed to run the country. Prime Minister Modi today spelled out his vision for the coalition partners. He emphasized that he will pursue consensus. The new NDA government under Prime Minister Modi will be sworn in on Sunday. Today, Mr. Modi, who was elected as the National Democratic Alliance Parliamentary Party leader, was invited by President Draupadi Murmu to take oath as the Prime Minister for the third term. Inside the Central Hall, it was an event with perfect optics, with the Central Hall of the old Parliament building witnessing coalition partners of the BJP seated next to the Prime Minister. Mr. Modi further said that NDA governments are in 22 states and this new alliance will be the most successful in India's history, adding that it reflects the spirit of India.
सरकार चलाने के लिए बहुमत आवश्यक है, लोकतंत्र का वही एक सिद्धांत है, लेकिन देश चलाने के लिए सर्वमत बहुत जरूरी होता है। और मैं आज देशवासियों को यहां से विश्वास दिलाना चाहता हूं कि आपने जिस प्रकार से हमें बहुमत देकर के सरकार चलाने का सौभाग्य दिया है, ये हम सबका दायित्व है कि हम सर्वमत का निरंतर प्रयास करेंगे और देश को आगे ले जाने के लिए हम कोई कोर कसर नहीं छोड़ेंगे।
The two ends who are the kingmakers of this alliance, whose support makes the BJP cross the magic number of 282, that is TDP Supremo Chandrababu Naidu, and JDU President Nitish Kumar also sounded conciliatory today.
अब बिहार, आज देश बहुत आगे बढ़ेगा, अब बिहार बिहार का भी तो सब काम हो ही जाएगा, जो कुछ भी बचा हुआ है, उसको ही कर देंगे, सबसे पुराना इलाका है, तो इसीलिए हम लोग तो पूरे तौर पर हर तरह से जो आप चाहिएगा उस काम के लिए हम लोग लगे रहेंगे और बहुत अच्छा होगा। आप जितने लोग साथ हुए हैं अब बहुत अच्छा है और सब लोग बहुत अच्छे ढंग से अपनी बात कर रहे हैं तो सब लोग ठीक हैं। हम मिल करके सब लोग चलेंगे और हम लोग पूरा आपके साथ रहेंगे और आप पूरे देश को कितना आगे बढ़ाएंगे ये बहुत खुशी की बात होगी, यही हम लोगों को कहना है। और मेरा आग्रह यही है कि जल्दी से जल्दी आपका काम शुरू हो जाए, शपथ ग्रहण हो जाए। अब आप इतवार को करने वाले हैं तो हम तो चाहते थे कि आजो हो जाता तो अच्छा था, लेकिन आपकी जब इच्छा है तो जब भी हो, जितना तेजी से काम हो जाए तो बहुत अच्छा है।
आई एम इन द पॉलिटिक्स फॉर द लास्ट 4 डिकेड्स। आई हैव सीन सो मेनी लीडर्स। आई कैन गिव एंटायर क्रेडिट फॉर नरेंद्र मोदी जी for making India proud globally. That is his biggest achievement for the country. Now, under his leadership, we have reached 5th largest economy in the world. Now, we are confident during this tenure, he is going to make India 3rd largest economy in the world.
So with a clear message of support and unity from the allies, the NDA 3.0 is set to take charge. But will the ideological issues between the BJP and the allies like the TDP and JDU prove to be a roadblock in the smooth functioning? And the bigger question, after a full majority, should I say brute majority for 10 years, how will Prime Minister Modi and Home Minister Shah, senior BJP leaders, manage the alliance this time around? Let me bring in my guests now. Here in the studio, we have Manisha Apriyam, senior analyst joining us, Shazia Ilmi, spokesperson of the BJP, Ghanshyam Tiwari, spokesperson of the Samajwadi Party. Sanjay Kumar is joining us, sophologist and professor of CSDS. We also have Professor Jyotsna of the TDP and Mohar Kumar Mangalam, national spokesperson of the Congress. I'm going to begin with you, Professor Sanjay Kumar. It's the return of an era of genuine coalitions, if I were to borrow that headline from the article that you have written, what does this coalition mean in 2024 and under Prime Minister Modi?
I think if we technically look at the 2014 government and the government which was formed after 2019 Lok Sabha election, those were also the coalition government led by BJP. It was an NDA coalition government. But I think the nature of coalition government was very different compared to what we are heading for after the 2024 Lok Sabha election. In the previous two elections, the coalition government, BJP was a very dominant party. BJP had a majority on its own. And that is why we kept hearing all the time, Modi ki sarkar, Modi sarkar, Modi sarkar. We never heard of something like the BJP government or a distant dream of hearing that it's an NDA government. I think that tone will change in the new coalition government once it takes oath and once it comes back to power. This would be referred as the NDA government, not even the BJP government. So I think that's a big change which is going to happen once this government takes oath on the this Sunday. So that's a big change. I think, Prime Minister, this government would need more consultation, more taking the allies together. It's not going to be like the previous one where the BJP takes a decision and very little discussion in the parliament. So the nature of coalition government is going to be very, very different now.
And interestingly, Manisha Priyam, the phrase that was used by Rajnath Singh was that this is a coalition of commitments, not compulsions.
So I think the man of the moment today, by the way, there were no women of the moment. The man of the moment was the very eminent Chandrababu Naidu. The first change was that Chandrababu Naidu's speech was most noted here in India and abroad. And there were several tenors of his speech because people are looking to elements of how a government that had a large majority in the erstwhile parliament, that's going to be hemmed in by two partners. And I think they were looking for clues. Some of the key words were a global vision, globalization, also the term humanism used there. And apparently he before this presented a Lord Venkatesh portrait to the Prime Minister. As far as the Prime Minister's speech itself is concerned, I think some of the iteration of his previous themes were to be seen. The Viksit Bharat 27, Bharat Ki Vaishvik Chavi, in continuity with things where he had trailed off in the last government. So very much emphasizing continuity, but not forgetting to take pot shots at those...
At the Congress.
Many of those, who doubted the EVMs or the Election Commission. I think the people of India need to place it on record that these were not doubts. We cherish our democracy. And I think we presented our case, the people of India, not me, presented the case to the Supreme Court of India that took note of it. And therefore, to accuse political parties of doing this, and I think we express our faith in the institutions of the Supreme Court and the Election Commission. So somewhat, I think, the tiredness and weariness of the election campaign, the memories of who the opponent was, that had still not tailed off. Consensus building requires a much larger heart. And I hope that Rajnath Singh ji and others who are not on the dais will help for greater accommodation in the days to come. That's from within the party.
Rajnath Singh ji was there. He was among those who were seated.
Okay. So those from within the party and those from without, important regional leaders, will help with the accommodation process, because this country does like continuity. This does
continuity,
like a good government.
Yes. So, Ghanshyam, on 9th, a government in continuity will be sown in under Prime Minister Modi. So for all the, buzzword that we have seen in recent times, skepticism and a narrative of sorts, one would say, that will be put to rest. Here is a government and the alliance partners, particularly Nitish Kumar himself, saying that I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to be with you and I'll ensure, and I'm promising full support.
Good evening, Maria, to you, my fellow co-panelists and the viewers. And let me start by congratulating the Prime Minister for being invited to form the government for the third time. It's a huge feat. But at the same time, the Prime Minister also accepted his speech in the NDA meeting with bowing down to the Constitution. This is the biggest telltale of this verdict. The Prime Minister, against whom people voted because they believed that Apki Baar Char Sau Paar was a warning, a dangerous fantasy of dictatorship, against the constitution. People voted against that fantasy. And by the Prime Minister bowed down. I remember these lines from Dushyant Kumar. Wo aadmi nahi hai, mukammal bayan hai. Maathe pe uske chot ka gehra nishan hai. Us sar chadhe ko yo bhi nahi behla sakenge aap. Wo aadmi naya hai, sang samvidhan hai. So he seemed to be a changed man, holding a constitution, having coalition partners. But look at the two coalition partners they have. One, for 10 years, BJP has mocked Samajwadi Party under the brilliant leadership of Akhilesh Yadav ji. That cycle puncture ho gayi. Today, this government is going to ride on a cycle as they get elected, because TDP election symbol is cycle. Point number one. Point number two, for 10 years, BJP has tried everything to finish off Nitish Kumar by backstabbing him. Whether it was Mr. Manji, whether it was Chirag Paswan contesting in 2020, whether it was Ramchandra Prasad Singh, there are multiple daggers that BJP has used in the past to finish off Nitish Kumar. And today they depend on Nitish Kumar, shows that this is a Naidu-dependent alliance, Nitish-dependent alliance.
Okay, so for all the dependents, you know, one would say today that your alliance partners actually struck all the right notes.
So first of all, let me just correct Ghanshyam. This is not the first time that the Prime Minister bowed to the Constitution. I was very much in the BJP headquarters, and this has happened before, and not once, but twice before. So sorry to bust that, the speculation and the story and narrative you're bringing around the visual that we just saw. He's always respected the Constitution. But yet, if you wanted to use the old narrative that you tried to sell, that we will change the constitution if we come to power with a huge majority, has now also been put to rest. But PM has done it before. I'm afraid you didn't notice. Then all kind of rumors, the air was fraught with speculation. All kind of rumors were coming thick and fast. I'm glad my friend Ghanshyam now concedes and congratulates me, as I would like to congratulate him. But to go on and still speculate and still create some sort of a suspense, and while we watch the opposition dither and again hurl all kinds of accusations, everything has been put to rest. And very clearly, our allies have come and shared the stage and have asserted their commitment to the vision of NDA and the leadership of Prime Minister Modi ji, who is going to be the Pradhan Sevak, the PM for the third consecutive time.
Okay.
This is great. Shazia, this is continuity. This is stability.
Shazia, today's your birthday. You can smile and say that. So, wishing you a great birthday. So, you can smile and say that.
It's a big day.
Yes. I'll bring
not
in others.
Just for me.
I'll bring in others. But before that, KC Tyagi of the JDU is joining us. Mr. Tyagi, thank you so much. Aapne pehle bhi coalition mein kaam kiya hua hai. Lekin 10 saal ke full majority government ke baad, Pradhan Mantri Modi apne alliance partners ke saath sarkar bana rahe hain. JDU isko kis tarah se dekhti hai? Kyunki aapki bahut hi ahem bhumika rahegi.
Nahi, hamara to 50 saal ka lagbhag anubhav hai coalition ka. Dr. Lohia hum logon ke neta the. उन्होंने 1967 में पॉलिटिक्स ऑफ नॉन कांग्रेसिज्म शुरू किया था, जब 9 राज्यों में पहली बार गैर कांग्रेसी सरकारें बनी थी. और आपको आश्चर्य होगा कि उसमें जनसंघ से लेकर के कम्युनिस्ट तक सब शामिल थे. पहला अनुभव था हमारा. दूसरा अनुभव हमारा जनता पार्टी में जब विलय करके सब लोग लड़े थे, विभिन्न विचारधारा के लोग थे. दूसरा अनुभव तब था जिसमें स्वतंत्र पार्टी से लेकर जनसंघ तक शामिल थी. तीसरा अनुभव हमारा 89 था, वीपी सिंह के नेतृत्व में, जब हम जनता दल के एमपी थे, वीपी सिंह प्रधानमंत्री थे, तो एक तरफ बीजेपी का सपोर्ट था उसको, और एक तरफ बीजेपी का था और एक तरफ कम्युनिस्टों का सपोर्ट था. फिर अटल एरा शुरू हुआ, विच वॉज द बेस्ट पीरियड ऑफ कॉलिशन पॉलिटिक्स. जब 14 दिन के बाद अटल जी का प्रधानमंत्री पद नहीं रहा, तब ये तय किया गया कि जो गैर कांग्रेसी दल हैं उनको इकट्ठा किया जाए, एक मिनिमम प्रोग्राम बनाया जाए और उसका कोई इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर तैयार किया जाए. अटल जी खुद उसके अध्यक्ष बने, जॉर्ज साहब उसके संयोजक बने. और आपको आश्चर्य होगा, आज का जो न्यू पड़ी है ये 1988 में पड़ गई थी, 1998 में पड़ गई थी, जब TMC, आज की ये DMK, BSP, JDU, समता पार्टी, शिवसेना, दोनों गुट सब तब तो एक ही थे, और ये सब के सब अटल जी के नेतृत्व में इकट्ठे हो गए थे. लेकिन तय ये हुआ था कि जो विवाद के मुद्दे हैं पार्टियों के बीच में वो समाप्त हो जाएं। जहाँ तक भारतीय जनता पार्टी का प्रश्न है, अटल जी के कार्यकाल में चूंकि बहुमत नहीं था इसलिए बहुत अच्छे समन्वय के साथ सरकार चली, और जो तीन कॉन्ट्रोवर्शियल मुद्दे थे, राम जन्मभूमि, बाबरी मस्जिद का हल अदालत तय करेगी, यूनिफॉर्म सिविल कोड पर सबकी राय ली जाएगी, ये तय हुआ, और आर्टिकल 370 को फिलहाल छोड़ दिया जाएगा। लेकिन ये बीजेपी के जनसंघ के कोर एजेंडे के हिस्से थे, लिहाजा जब उनका स्पष्ट बहुमत आया तो वो आज़ाद हैं अपनी पार्टी के मैनिफेस्टो को इम्प्लीमेंट करने के लिए। लेकिन आज जो वक्तव्य प्रधानमंत्री मोदी का है वो सराहनीय है, उसकी जितनी प्रशंसा की जाए उतनी कम है। उन्होंने ना सिर्फ एनडीए की बात की है बल्कि सरकार चलाने के सर्वमत होना चाहिए, ये भी उन्होंने एक नया वाक दिया है जो स्वागत
योग्य। बिफोर आई गो ऑन टू द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन, थैंक यू फॉर दैट लेसन इन हिस्ट्री सर्टेनली। एंड नाउ टू माय क्वेश्चन ऑन कास्ट सेंसस एंड यूनिफॉर्म सिविल कोड, यू आर आइडियोलॉजिकली नॉट अलाइंड विद द बीजेपी, विल सच इश्यूज थ्रो अप अ चैलेंज?
देखिए, वन नेशन वन इलेक्शन पर हमारी पार्टी ने और हमारे नेता नीतीश कुमार ने समर्थन किया। जब यूनिफॉर्म सिविल कोड का मुद्दा चला उस समय भी हम एनडीए में थे, और पार्टी अध्यक्ष के नाते नीतीश कुमार जी ने, जो विधि आयोग था, लोक कमीशन था, उसके चेयरमैन थे डॉक्टर चौहान, उनको चिट्ठी लिख करके पार्टी का रुख बताया था, और कि हम किसी भी रिफॉर्म के खिलाफ नहीं, हम रिफॉर्म्स का समर्थन करते हैं, लेकिन जितने स्टेक होल्डर्स हैं, चाहे स्टेट के चीफ मिनिस्टर्स हों, चाहे डिफरेंट पॉलिटिकल पार्टीज हों या डिफरेंट सेक्ट हों, सबको इन्वॉल्व करके एक सर्वमत बनाया जाना चाहिए और रिफॉर्म्स किए जाने चाहिए।
मिस्टर त्यागी, इन 2019 नीतीश कुमार डिड नॉट जॉइन द गवर्नमेंट, हिज पार्टी डिड नॉट जॉइन द गवर्नमेंट बिकॉज ही थॉट ही वाजंट रिस्पेक्टेड। What will change this time around? Because there are murmurs and of course, source-based information which is coming that perhaps the JDU is eyeing the railways ministry because, you know, the party supremo has been a railways minister himself.
Nitish ji, is sarkar ke mein mantri pad ke kisi pad ke daavedar nahi. Haan, hamari party jarur sarkar ka hissa hogi. Ye humne tay kiya hai, aur pichli baar bhi भारतीय जनता पार्टी के बिहार से 5 मंत्री थे और हम लोगों को ऑफर था कि 1 या 2 मंत्री बनिए, तो बिहार की जो सामाजिक संरचना है और जो डिफरेंट सेक्शन ऑफ द सोसाइटीज़ हैं उनका इफेक्टिव रिप्रेजेंटेशन नहीं हो रहा था जिनको जेडीयू रिप्रेजेंट कर रहा, लिहाजा मंत्रिमंडल से बाहर रहे। आज हमें प्रसन्नता है कि हमें भी प्रोपोर्शनल रिप्रेजेंटेशन के लिए बुलाया गया है, और हमें उम्मीद है कि जिन वर्गों समूहों का समर्थन जनता दल यू को मिलता है उनकी इसमें इफेक्टिव भागीदारी होगी।
ऑल राइट मिस्टर त्यागी, थैंक यू सो मच। लेट मी ब्रिंग इन प्रोफेसर ज्योत्सना। प्रोफेसर ज्योत्सना, प्रोपोर्शनल रिप्रेजेंटेशन इज द बज वर्ड दीज डेज, एंड इट इज द कोएलिशन गवर्नमेंट विच विल बी सोन इन, बट द बीजेपी क्लियरली इज स्पीकिंग फ्रॉम अ पोजिशन ऑफ स्ट्रेंथ। दे हैव 240 MPs दैट कैन नॉट बी डिस्काउंटेड, एंड दैट इज द रीजन वाई आई वुड से that be it Mr. Naidu or Mr. Nitish Kumar are also looking at points of convergences rather than points of differences.
See, good evening, everyone. I think whenever we are in any alliance, it is point of convergence, not differences. Very, very, I think I should be very clear when I say that. And also, we have reiterated time and again that we have formed an alliance before elections. It's NDA that has won in Andhra Pradesh. It's NDA that has won at the center. So definitely, we are going to form the government at the center and we are going to form the government in the state of Andhra Pradesh. And it's an unconditional support. But yes, we'll have, as the state-centric party, every party will have their own aspirations, will have their own preferences, will have their own, I would like to say it as inputs. See, let's say, if I take the example of Andhra Pradesh, for us, definitely, to put Andhra Pradesh back on track in terms of financials, in terms of, capital for the state of Andhra Pradesh, in terms of completion of Polavaram project, in terms of, developing the state's infrastructure, these are all of prime importance for us.
Okay.
So when we make our state stronger, definitely the nation becomes stronger.
Okay.
Stronger states make stronger nations.
Yes, so absolutely. That's what Nara Lokesh told me in an interview. We'll be playing that interview in just a bit. Mohan Kumar Mangalam, here is the NDA which is saying all's well in their family. But of course, in the last 48 hours since the results came, you have been hoping and looking for some troubles. That's not appearing at the moment.
I'm not sure what gives you the impression, Maria, that we're hoping and looking for trouble. Not at all. We wish this government well.
Congratulate
the Prime Minister.
Some tweets that were put out by the Congress Party in which you said that, you know, Mr. Nai, that special status for Andhra Pradesh is part of the manifesto.
It is. I mean, we're just stating facts. This isn't troublesome, right? I mean, I heard the TDP spokesperson. She said they're going to do whatever they can to strengthen Andhra Pradesh, and a strong Andhra Pradesh would be a strong India. I agree with her. I think the word she used, unconditional, I'm not entirely sure the support is unconditional. I'm sure it rests on the fact that Andhra Pradesh will get special status. In fact, Mr. Naidu walked out of the same alliance when they did not get special status the last time. And of course, we all know Nitish Kumar has also been asking for special status for a long, long time. There are also the issues of Uniform Civil Code, Agniveer, you know, and the caste census. You mentioned some of them when you were talking to Mr. K.C. Tyagi. And I agree, any new alliance will look for convergence and will look to have a good start. And like I said, as an Indian, I wish my government well. I'm just saying there's some inherent contradictions there. Let's hope they work it out as time goes by. And I'll also say that even though for the last 10 years, Mr. Modi has managed to create this image that, you know, single majority governments would actually be better for the economy. If you look at Dr. Singh's UPA 1 and UPA 2, we had a 200% return in the Sensex. If you go back to Narasimha Rao Ji's time, you had a 200% return on the Sensex. And I think Mr. Modi's term ends with 172% or odd return on the Sensex.
Okay.
I mean, let's not even get into GDP growth. I think
so we have two women in the studio who have some points to make. Go ahead.
Economic reforms also in this country have come actually in the era of coalitions more than they've come in single majority governments.
That's right.
So we have nothing to fear of a coalition as long as it is stable and they actually solve
their problems. And we certainly hope for a healthy discussion in Parliament.
So,
yes.
You know, we as citizens of India were ready. We voted coalitions to power. We were ready to see coalitions. We were happy to hear consensus building. Had it not been for the speech of one of the coalition partners at this important moment in the Central Hall, whatever the new name for this Central Hall is.
No, this is the old building.
This is the old building?
Yes.
Okay. So, I don't know. But, you know, in the Central Hall, the words used were approximately this. Ki is baar jo hi ekad dugo seat bhi usab laya hai na, wo bhi nahi aayega. Now, this was still a lalkara to those who are getting ekad dugo seats. Now, those ekad dugo seats, the important coalition partner himself has ekad dugo seats. So, I think the people of India want to hear now from your coalition partners that your coalition partners are still not going to go daggers if they are going to use it to go daggers at, oh, ekad dugo seat laya, oh, char go seat laya. How many of those who are in your party and who sat at the dais today, some has ek, some has do, some has teen, some has char. So, I think that if the coalition has to give a better impression, certainly. And please, you know, request from the people of India, we are common citizens, we have worked hard in this thing, do not tell us that you still have animosities. Maybe some of them may be inside your coalition tomorrow, we don't know. They might be in your coalition or you might join them in some state government. We are not scripting it. So don't confuse us by saying that you will now get a full majority. This is your coalition partner telling
Shazia,
you. So we have a critique for those
and
points.
And you know, for all the... you know, all the virtues that you were extolling and narrating right now of the Manmohan Singh era, let me tell you how Manmohan Singh cried out and said, my hands are tied, there's nothing much that I can do. Do you remember the compulsions of coalition government of Manmohan Singh? I'm so sorry to disappoint you, my friend. Let me finish. I'm so sorry to disappoint you, my friend. Despite all the fishing, all the rumor mongering, all the allies today. Let me finish. I'm speaking right now, my friend. You can answer.
Go ahead.
I'll come to you.
So I'm just finishing. So today, both the allies have not just spelt it out, but said that no matter what, we are here to stay. And we want to be with the vision to create, to go in the direction of a strong India, stable India, and Viksit Bharat. So this was very clear. So there's no point doing agar and magar on this because this is very clear.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us because we are now being joined by Salman Khurshid, one of those who was part of Dr. Manmohan Singh's Council of Ministers. Mr. Khurshid, really appreciate your time. Today is the day when we saw the NDA meet inside the Central Hall of Parliament. You have been a union minister during the time of UPA. You're now seeing the new NDA. You've also seen how Vajpayee NDA worked. What are your thoughts about the new coalition government?
Well, I mean, I think we've been accustomed to a particular style in the last 10 years, which has greatly to do with a firm position taken, given the lead of the Prime Minister. That's not how democracy generally works, but in any case, in an alliance, things work very differently as they did for us. We had some good moments and we had some tough moments. We had some difficult moments when the left wing left us because of the foreign policy options that we had on nuclear, the nuclear deal with the US. There was enormous amount of stress during the telecom issue where only one group of leaders from a particular party, DMK, then became targeted. And of course, when you are in government, you can't appear to be taking sides in critical matters of legality and so on. But be that as it may, we managed to sail through. Now, what the present alliance will have to do is something that they will learn on the job, because they are accustomed not to work within an alliance. I don't know whether they take inspiration from Mr. Atal Bihari Vajpayee's manner of working. So let's wait and watch. I think it's early to predict anything.
All right. Mr. Naidu, Chandrababu Naidu and Mr. Nitish Kumar, these are the two leaders who are bringing 16 and 12 MPs to this coalition. And these are the two leaders with whom the Congress has worked in the past. In fact, you were the one who ensured that Nitish Kumar and also Mr. Kharge meet in his house where Rahul Gandhi was also present. Then you have a situation in which Mr. Naidu walked out of the NDA alliance in 2018. And he was then thereafter trying to cobble up parties together ahead of 2019 elections.
Well, these are all facts. I think these are facts that cannot be denied, and you can't keep rewriting history. So they're part of the contemporary history of our country. Their statements about the manner in which the NDA government functions or has functioned, their statements are very clear, recorded by repeatedly by the media. But, you know, it doesn't make sense to keep pointing that out. It just brings politics down to a very low level. I'm sure that they'll reflect upon all what they have known, felt, and had said in the past. When things began to unfold in the new arrangement that they have. For the present, let me just say that we've had opportunities to work with them, and those opportunities are not something that we would negate in any form. But right now they are in a position where I think we should leave them to decide for themselves how they go forward.
And in terms of relationships, the pulls and pushes of the coalition, as we have been hearing about the coalition of compulsion, how difficult is it to run a coalition government? You know, India, of course, is not new to coalition governments. Congress Party has run several coalition governments, and you have been part of it and has also played a role in ensuring that various parties function together.
Well, I think that we had either... because of foresight or because of compulsions, we had ensured that we made the coalitions work. And I'm glad that one can report that those coalitions did survive, although they were targeted heavily by the BJP, saying that there is policy paralysis. There wasn't a policy paralysis. There was just a moderation of what you could do. And I'm sure that the BJP will discover that what they could do with a full majority of their own, and what they'll be able to do when they have to consult with a whole lot of people is vastly different. But it's their choice, and perhaps their compulsion. So let's see how they manage it.
All right. Shifting focus to someone who has functioned in a coalition government, Shahnawaz Hussain of the BJP is joining us. He was the civil aviation minister and also the youngest minister in the Council of Ministers of Mr. Vajpayee. Shahnawaz Bhai, thank you so much. This is the return of coalition era. What lessons can the current coalition learn from the coalitions of the past?
नहीं, कोलेशन इरा जो लौटा है वो तो वैसा ही है जो 20 साल पहले था. आप देखिए, अटल बिहारी वाजपेयी जी ने जब बनाया था एनडीए, तो एनडीए में चंद्रबाबू नायडू भी थे और नीतीश कुमार जी भी थे. तो ये बहुत पुराना गठबंधन है और चंद्रबाबू नायडू तो हमारे साथ 14 से जो 19 की हुकूमत थी उसमें भी थे. बीच में ज़रूर वो गए थे, बीच में नीतीश कुमार जी भी हमसे ज़रूर अलग होके गए थे, लेकिन फिर लौटे हैं. तो कोलेशन पॉलिटिक्स जो होती है वो उसमें कोई दुश्वारी आने वाली नहीं है, क्योंकि ये 293 प्लस है और इसमें भारतीय जनता पार्टी के पास एक अच्छी खासी संख्या है और हम सबको लेकर चलते हैं. कोलेशन पॉलिटिक्स करने में भारतीय जनता पार्टी माहिर रही है. हम कांग्रेस की तरह नहीं, यूज़ एंड थ्रो नहीं करते. हमें हमसे कोई रूठ कर गया हो लेकिन हमने किसी को अपने से कभी अलग नहीं किया. और अभी जिस तरह नीतीश कुमार जी और चंद्रबाबू नायडू ने पार्लियामेंट में कहा है कि वो पूरी ताकत से साथ हैं और साथ रहेंगे, तो ये कॉलिशन पॉलिटिक्स कही जा रही है. ये एनडीए का एक्सटेंशन तो है. पहली बार प्रधानमंत्री देश के 62 के बाद पहले प्रधानमंत्री जो लगातार तीसरी बार प्रधानमंत्री बन रहे हैं. और जब हमारे पास अपना भी बहुमत था, 283 था या 303 था, तब भी हमने अपने एनडीए के एलाइज को पूरी इज्जत देने का काम किया और वो हमारे साथ मंत्री रहे. तो नरेंद्र मोदी इसके चैंपियन हैं, वो आराम से इसको चलाएंगे, इसमें कोई दिक्कत नहीं आएगी.
क्योंकि आपने चंद्रबाबू नायडू और नीतीश कुमार जी का नाम लिया, आपने उनके साथ काम भी किया हुआ है, कितना डिफिकल्ट रहा है इन दोनों को संभालना? क्योंकि ये भी सवाल उठ रहे हैं कि ये लोग बहुत ही मर्क्यूरियल पॉलिटिशियंस हैं.
नहीं, देखिए, चंद्रबाबू नायडू अपने स्टेट के लिए कमिटेड रहते हैं. मुझे याद है कि जब मैं सिविल एविएशन मिनिस्टर था तो वो करीब हर वीक वो आते थे और प्राइम मिनिस्टर वाजपेयी जी से उस वक्त मिलते थे. और जो आप हैदराबाद का एयरपोर्ट देख रहे हैं, इसमें डिफेंस, सिविल एविएशन और स्टेट गवर्नमेंट तीनों की मीटिंग होती थी और वो किसी तरह वो एयरपोर्ट बने, हमने उसमें बहुत कंट्रीब्यूट किया. और वो स्टेट के लिए ज़रूर आते हैं. किसी को भी अपने स्टेट के लिए सरकार में आकर अपनी बात रखना और अपनी हुकूमत है तो वो चाहेंगे कि ज़्यादा से ज़्यादा मदद उनके स्टेट की हो. इसके अलावा उनका कोई इंटरेस्ट नहीं होता था. नीतीश कुमार जी भी क्या चाहते हैं कि बिहार के अंदर जो डेवलपमेंट का काम चल रहा है, ऐसे तो नरेंद्र मोदी जी के दिल में बसता है बिहार, वो पूरी मदद करते हैं, लेकिन उसमें उनकी पूरी मदद हो. और यही है कि हम सब जब मिल के लड़े हैं, मिल के जीत के आए हैं, तो सरकार पर भी हमारा हक बराबर का है. इस नाते वो अगर हक जताएंगे भी तो इसमें कहाँ दुश्वारी आने वाली. लेकिन हमारे जो मुखालफिन हैं वो इस तरह का परसेप्शन बना रहे हैं जैसे कोई बहुत ऐसी सरकार आ गई है जो कोलिशन पॉलिटिक्स शुरू हो गई, उसमें बहुत दिक्कत होगी. ऐसी कोई दिक्कत आने वाली नहीं है. नरेंद्र मोदी जी के क़यादत में ये सरकार बहुत अच्छे से चलेगी. और ये सही है कि आंध्र प्रदेश और बिहार ये दोनों डेवलपमेंट की तरफ तेज़ी से आगे बढ़ रहे हैं. और 5 साल मैं आंध्र गया था कंपेन के अंदर और तभी मैंने देखा था कि कितनी ताकत से वो आ रहे हैं. तो जब आंध्र में जो काम छोड़कर चंद्रबाबू नायडू गए थे वो काम जस का तस रुका हुआ है. उसमें वो चाहेंगे कि सेंट्रल गवर्नमेंट से भी पूरी मदद मिले और यही उनका एक इंटरेस्ट होगा. और इसी में अपने स्टेट के इंटरेस्ट में रहना ये कोई बुरी बात भी नहीं है.
शहनवाज जी, मेरा आखिरी सवाल ये है कि भाजपा का कहना है कि कोई वेस्टेड इंटरेस्ट और वेस्टेड ग्रुप्स काम कर रहे हैं कि ये एनडीए में कंफ्यूजन क्रिएट हो जाए. और कांग्रेस का ये भी कहना है कि नीतीश कुमार पे ये ओवर डिपेंडेंट है अलायंस.
देखिए, मैं तो पहली बार देख रहा हूँ. मैं भी 6 बार लोकसभा लड़ चुका हूँ और मैं भारत सरकार में रहा हूँ, राज्य सरकार में रहा हूँ. मैं पहली बार देख रहा हूँ कि ऐसा रिजल्ट आया जिसमें नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने जो कहा कि फिर एक बार मोदी सरकार, तो वो मोदी सरकार आ गई, उसमें 293 आ गया, हम लोगों को जनता ने आशीर्वाद दे दिया, जनता ने जिता दिया। लेकिन जो लोग हार गए हैं वो ऐसा माहौल बना रहे हैं जैसे उन्होंने कोई बहुत बड़ी कामयाबी पा ली हो। उन्होंने ये सही है कि मजबूत विपक्ष नहीं था, विपक्ष भी अब उनके पास भी संख्या होगी तो अच्छी बात है, लेकिन सरकार चलाने का जो नंबर आया, दो दिन तक ऐसा माहौल बनाया जैसे उनको बड़ी खुशी हो रही है इसका, इसलिए कोई दिक्कत नहीं होगी। कन्फ्यूजन वो पैदा ऐसा कर रहे हैं जैसे वो सरकार में आने वाले थे। दो दिन तो उन्होंने ये कहा कि हम बताएंगे, अरे आप क्या बताएंगे, नीतीश कुमार जी, चिराग पासवान जी, उपेंद्र जी, मांझी जी जीत के बिहार से, पवन कल्याण और चंद्रबाबू नायडू आंध्रा से, ये सब हम लोग मिलकर ही तो लड़े हैं, मिलकर जीत के आए हैं, और भी जो हमारे साथी हैं चाहे अपना दल हो, ये सारे साथी हमसे मिलकर लड़े हैं और जीत कर आए हैं। तो जब जीत कर आए हैं तो स्पष्ट बहुमत मिला है, इसके बाद भी यानी हारने के बाद भी इतने चेहरे पर खुशी आ गई उनके, मैं ताज्जुब में हूँ कि आखिर हो क्या रहा है कांग्रेस के नेताओं को, जो डबल डिजिट में नहीं पहुँच पाए वो इस तरह का बिहेव कर रहे हैं और कुछ भी बयान दे रहे हैं। उन्होंने जिस तरह से शेयर मार्केट के बारे में, अन्य विषय के बारे में गैर जिम्मेदाराना बयान दिया है, बहुत दुर्भाग्यपूर्ण है। अब राहुल गांधी को ये बात तो माननी पड़ेगी ना कि अब आप एक जिम्मेदार विपक्ष के नेता की तरह बिहेव कीजिए, कुछ भी इल्ज़ाम तराशी कर देना, कुछ भी बोल देना। ये दो दिन तक ये कन्फ्यूज़न देश में क्यों रखा गया कि हम दो दिन चर्चा करके फिर बताएंगे कि सरकार बना रहे हैं कि नहीं बना रहे। अरे आपके पास नंबर ही नहीं है, 234 पे कहीं सरकार बनती है, यहाँ 293 और कोई थर्ड ऑप्शन भी नहीं था, इतनी क्लियर मेजोरिटी मिली, यानी 62 नेहरू जी तो चलिए 52 में 47 में सेलेक्ट हुए थे, उस वक्त चुनाव नहीं हुआ, 52 में चुनाव हुआ, फिर 62 में आए, 62 के बाद ये नरेंद्र मोदी जी एक ऐसे नेता उभरे हैं इस देश के जो लगातार 3 बार सरकार को जिता कर लाए हैं, NDA को जिता के लाए हैं, और NDA की सरकार, NDA 1 था, NDA 2 था, NDA 3 अब बना है जिसमें स्पष्ट बहुमत प्राप्त हुआ है, तो इससे बढ़कर खुशी की बात देश के लिए क्या हो सकती है।
All right, Shahnawaz Hussain, senior BJP leader, thank you so much for sharing your views. With that, it's a wrap from me. On the other side, a special interview with Nara Lokesh, Chandrababu Naidu's son, and also the general secretary of the Telugu Desam Party. And joining me now for his first television interview post the victory is the Telugu Desam Party's General Secretary Nara Lokesh. He's joining me straight from Amravati, even as his father is in Delhi to attend the NDA Parliamentary Party meeting and hold talks on government formation. Congratulations, Lokesh. It's a historic mandate. You also played a very key role in galvanizing the cadre and reviving the party with your Padyatra. My first question obviously will be, did you sense this kind of anger against Jagan Reddy and YSRCP?
First off, thank you for having me. During my Padyatra, which was across 3,132 kilometers, day in, day out, people met me and they expressed their anger, not just about bad governance, but the arrogance with which the government was governing. So it was very evident from day one that people wanted Jagan out. And this is something that I've been saying since the day one of my Padyatra. Definitely we didn't expect this kind of one-sided mandate. We are pleasantly surprised. It also makes us, if not equally, more responsible now. We have to keep our head in the game. We have to be humble. And we have to deliver a government that people really want.
Okay. You kept the cadre intact, particularly at a time when your father was missing in action. He was in jail for nearly 2 months. You had rolled out several people-friendly schemes as well. Does this have to do with your background in World Bank? Did it really come handy?
All our experiences do help. Of course, I'm an MBA from Stanford. But saying that, Padyatra has been the greatest experience and learning for me. I was able to understand people's issue closely, sort of empathize with them, and also understand what we need to do better. Because we've been in power for 5 years, we've made some mistakes, and I really wanted to correct those mistakes. And Padyatra really helped me appreciate things at a grassroots level. So that the entire Padyatra, the feedback that I received from the Padyatra sort of came through to the manifesto, and we're really proud about our manifesto. And our first promise in the manifesto is to create 20 lakh jobs. And we believe that if we create 20 lakh jobs, Andhra's economy will increase by 2 times. So with that agenda, we have gone forward. So it's really helped that the Padyatra experience has really helped us.
Lokesh, your father, Mr. Chandrababu Naidu, has had a long political career of over 50 years. He was the first CEO, Chief Minister of India. Is the special status for Andhra Pradesh the most important demand that your party would have in this coalition? Because on that very issue, Mr. Naidu had walked out of the NDA in 2018.
No, if you look at it, the bifurcation of Andhra Pradesh was done against the wishes of the people of Andhra Pradesh. 62 years together, all of us have developed Hyderabad, owned Hyderabad as our capital. All the industries, infrastructure, everything was there. All the jobs are getting created in Hyderabad. It was the economic capital of the erstwhile state of Andhra Pradesh. So bifurcation was done against the wishes of majority of the people. Saying that, certain commitments have been made in the bifurcation bill. And that is something that we have always pushed for, that needs to be delivered. Our support to NDA before winning this election was unconditional. Post winning the election is also going to be unconditional. We are here to strengthen our state, strengthen the nation. Strong states is strong nation. Definitely our interest is our state. There are a lot of other issues that we would like to discuss with NDA, with the various ministers, and definitely ensure that devolution of funds is also done for the state of Andhra Pradesh.
Because we are in the process, the government formation talks are going on, and there are a lot of buzz in Delhi circles as to what really is TDP negotiating in the new NDA. TDP, of course, is the second largest party after the BJP. You bring 16 MPs to this coalition, and GMC Balayogi was the first MP, in fact, a first-time MP who became the speaker from the TDP in the 12th and the 13th Lok Sabha. Is the speaker's chair something that the TDP is negotiating?
TDP never negotiates when it comes to posts. We only negotiate funds for the state. We only negotiate to bring industries to our state. So our only thing that we ever request, the central government, is in the interest of the state. So we never asked for any ministries. We are not interested about ministries. Our interest is the state interest. And that's the only agenda with which we will work. I mean, the only reason we ask even for Andhra Pradesh is that strong states make strong nation. It's as simple as that. And we want to be part of the $5 trillion economy dream. We believe that Andhra Pradesh alone can be a $1 trillion economy. With that agenda, we look forward to working with NDA.
So special status, is that important for Andhra Pradesh? Because I remember Mr. Chandrababu Naidu telling me during the course of his campaign interview that he gave me in Amravati that Andhra Pradesh's fiscal health was really bad under Jagan Reddy.
Yes. No, it's not just about one agenda. We have issues like Amravati, Polavaram, backward district funds, Vishakha steel plant, bringing various agencies coming and investing in Andhra Pradesh, performance linked incentives and fab manufacturing, bringing electronics manufacturing. We have to work really hard on attracting investments in the port sector, because ours is one of the largest coastline state. So there's a lot of opportunities to develop the state. So we need to really work with the central government. Apart from just the financial devolution of funds, we need to work on all these sectors to create Andhra Pradesh as a $1 trillion economy. See, our agenda is to create 20 lakh jobs. It's our first promise. In the Babu's Super 6 promise, the first promise is to create 20 lakh jobs in 5 years. Anything that will accelerate, help us in creating 20 lakh jobs is going to be our agenda.
Lokesh, your father went to jail for 52 days. At present, one current chief minister, Arvind Kejriwal, and one former chief minister in Hemant Soren of Jharkhand are in jail. How do you look at this? Because the opposition says that this is vendetta politics and misuse of agencies.
We are victims of vendetta politics. We believe that the rule of law should be implemented equally for everyone. There is no second thought about it. If someone has broken the law, then they will obviously face the music. But there is no place for vendetta politics in India.
Okay. Okay. And throughout your Padyatra, Lokesh, you were carrying a red book. You had also said that you will be taking action against all those who have been mentioned in that red book. Will that not be also seen as vendetta politics?
So let me give context to the red book. Red book has become obviously very popular, but the context of the red book is, if you look at, you know, Lokesh, I'm a Stanford MBA. I joined politics in 2013. 2013 to 2019, I never saw a police station. I don't have any cases against me. But from 2019 to 2024, in 5 years, 26 false cases have been foisted against me. Attempt to murder case has been foisted. SCST case has been foisted. I've been taken to the police station 7 times. So, you know, with all the infrastructure I have, with the cadre that I have, with the kind of legal brains I can afford, if I was harassed at this level, imagine the pain and suffering that a common man has gone through. And this has been something that came up to me in my Padyatra. So it's very important that officials don't bend their head to the people in power. They implement the law equally for everyone. And that is something I've been saying from day one. I told officials also very clearly, please don't bend your head for certain lawmakers. No one is permanent. Constitution of India is permanent. If you break the Constitution of India, if you break the statutes, you will face music. So what I said is that there will be an inquiry. In the inquiry, if they're found guilty, we will take action. So I've never said that suo motu action will be taken. If you look at all my speeches, I have never said suo motu action will be taken. I said inquiry will be done. People found guilty, we will take action on it. And I stand by my words.
Okay, you know, alliance governments are full of pulls and pressures. And they're also known for checks and balances. JDU and LJP, which are the two allies of the NDA from the state of Bihar, have raised concerns over the Agnipath scheme. I want to understand from you, what's your opinion on Uniform Civil Code? Because your party's stand, particularly what Mr. Naidu did, he had talked about his commitment for 4% reservation for Muslims.
No, we stand by, in the state of Andhra Pradesh, we stand by the reservation. This is something that's been going on for the last 2 decades. There's no second thought about it. We intend to continue it. Coming to the other larger national issues, this is something that we would not like to discuss in media. If you look at the way Vajpayee ji and Naidu have worked together, that is the kind of relationship we're looking forward to. So if there's any issue that we would like to discuss, we would like to do it in closed doors. Either Naidu ji will convince the Honorable Prime Minister on this, or, you know, they will convince Mr. Naidu ji on, you know, why this bill is better. And that's the kind of symbiotic relationship that we really want to maintain. Because our interest is the state, our interest is a strong nation. And whatever makes our states and nations strong, we stand by it. So this is not going to be a sort of a quid pro quo relation. So it's not going to be that, you know, we support you, do this. No, that is not the kind of relationship that TDP has ever maintained, and we don't intend to maintain that relationship.
And don't you think that 4% reservation for Muslims actually comes under what BJP calls appeasement?
It's social justice. It is nothing but social justice. It's a fact that minorities continue to suffer. It is a fact that they have the lowest per capita income. So as a government, it is my responsibility to bring them out of poverty. So whatever decisions I take is not about appeasement, it's about bringing them out of poverty. In my own constituency, assembly constituency, I discuss this with minority leaders. You know, we want to create a training center for them. We want to expose them for the opportunities the world has to offer so that they can come out of the cycle of poverty. If you want to make our nation a developed nation, you cannot leave anyone behind. Together, we should develop our nation. And there's a great opportunity to do it. So we will continue to take everyone together, and that has been the trademark of Telugu Desam Party. We have carried everyone together and we'll continue to do that.
Okay, that brings me to my last question. In the last TDP government, from 2014 to 2019, you were an IT minister. What will be your role in the new government?
Well, that I'll leave it to NDA to decide. Whatever responsibility they give to me, I will deliver it. For me, I'm inspired by visionary leadership. I was inspired by Vajpayee Ji. I was inspired by Lee Kuan Yew. I'm inspired by Naidu Ji's leadership, and that is what brings me to politics. I will continue to serve the people in whichever form, fashion that the NDA decides in the state, in the center. I leave it up to them to decide my role in the new government.
All right, Nara Lokesh, really appreciate your time. The man who actually played the critical role through his Padya Yatra in establishing his party and carrying the message of Chandrababu Naidu to each and every person in the state of Andhra Pradesh. Thank you so much for speaking to NDTV. With that, it's a wrap from me.